One of the most popular readings for a funeral mass happens to also be the first reading that we have this morning from the prophet Isaiah. Families often choose this passage from Isaiah because of its comforting words about God's love and the possibility of living forever in heaven. The image for heaven, which Isaiah uses, is that of a great banquet. And anytime we hear about banquets in the Bible, the purpose is to remind us or to give us an image of heaven. Isaiah says that the Lord will provide a feast of juicy, rich food and pure, choice wines. For those of us who love to eat, who like a little wine, this is a wonderful image of eternal life. And then Isaiah says that death will be destroyed forever and that the Lord will wipe away the tears from every face. In heaven, suffering will be over, sorrow will be gone, and there will be only peace. A beautiful image of the goal that every single one of us here this morning wants to experience someday, the goal of eternal life in heaven. This image of heaven then is picked up and carried over in the parable that Jesus tells in the gospel. The parable has this cast of characters. The king is a representative of God. The wedding feast, again, using that biblical image of a feast, the wedding feast is a symbol for God's kingdom in heaven. And the guests, the first set of guests who refuse his invitation would be the usual suspects, the religious leaders, the chosen people, the people of the covenant. This first group, the people you would expect to accept the invitation, don't. And then there's a second group, the second group of guests who are representative of Gentiles and sinners. The point is that God invites all of us. And it is his divine will that all people be saved. But out of his love, no one is forced. No one is forced to be with him forever in heaven. All are invited, certainly, even sinners like you and like me. And that invitation for us comes when our parents held us over the baptismal font. That invitation was made in baptism. And the ticket, or the pass, that we use to respond to the invitation and to enter into the banquet is the manner in which we live our lives. Baptism is the invitation. And the manner in which we live our lives is our entrance ticket. And we have that free choice in terms of how we live our lives. This past week, we celebrated the feast of Pope St. John the 23rd. As the Holy Father was nearing the end of his life, he knew that his time on earth was coming to a close. And so he wrote a simple message to the universal church. It's a message that was near and dear to the heart of my maternal grandmother, who had it as a holy card and a wish for her own children. This is what St. John the 23rd wrote to the church. He said, "Love one another, my dear children, and seek rather what unites, not what may separate you from one another. As I take leave, or better still, as I say till we meet again, let me remind you of the most important things in life. Our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, his good news, his holy church, truth, and kindness. I shall remember you all and pray for you." It's no wonder that my grandmother loved these words of St. John the 23rd. They're a wonderful and concise description of the ticket that gets us into the banquet, that allows us to enter into heaven. But it's important to point out that these words of advice were not meant to be put off to some later date, but they're meant to be lived here and now, and not put off until tomorrow. That's especially, I guess, poignant for me because I celebrate 25 years of priesthood this year. And when I was a newly ordained priest, and guys who were 25 years ordained celebrating just seemed so old to me, and it just seemed like it was so far off, and it went by in a flash. I've had a serious battle with cancer. I had to bury my dear friend Deacon John last month. And so I've come to the very real conclusion that life is very short. Life goes by very quickly. And for those of you who are older than I, you know that even better than I do. Life is very short, and we need to make the best of every moment by not putting off tomorrow what can be done today, to live each day for God, to spend each day living that advice from the Holy Father, seeking unity in our relationships, particularly relationships that have been damaged or broken amongst family or friends, praying with the Scriptures, staying close to the church and the sacraments, living lives of kindness and truth, and to do it today and every day, because life is just too short to wait until tomorrow. In both our first reading from Isaiah and our gospel, we have that image of this elaborate heavenly banquet. A sacred banquet is also one of the descriptions for what we are celebrating today, right now, the Holy Eucharist. As we participate in this sacred banquet this morning, we pray that the grace of this sacrament will assist us in living our lives each day with our eyes firmly set on the goal, that is, eternal life with God forever in heaven.